This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kim Kardashian wants husband Kanye West to keep their personal life out of his presidential ambitions. A source says that Kardashian is furious with West after he revealed that they'd considered getting an abortion after she found out she was pregnant with her daughter North in 2013. She's also trying to get Kanye help, but he continues to lash out at everyone. Yikes! Post Malone is getting crafty while quarantined in Utah, a state where purchasing and possessing containers of beer larger than 2 liters is illegal. He revealed his trick for stocking brews, saying, quote, "I just drink in my house, and if I need a keg, I go to Wyoming and bring it back. But don't tell anybody," unquote. Okay, we won't. Oops. Amber Heard claimed that Johnny Depp hurled about 30 bottles at her like grenades during what she referred to as a 3-day hostage situation. The Aquaman actress, 34, said, quote, "We were fighting about whether he was going to drink the liquor. I snatched a bottle from his hand and dropped it on the floor. That's when he began throwing the bottles," unquote. Ah, love. Nicki Minaj and husband Kenneth Petty are expecting their first child. The rapper posted a photo of herself cradling her baby bump on Instagram with the caption, "Preggers." Earlier this year, Petty had to register as a sex offender in the state of California because he was convicted of attempting to rape a 16-year-old girl in 1995. Yeah, they'll make great parents. HGTV is bringing back Christina on the Coast for a third season. There will be 12 new hour-long episodes and will begin filming in late August. The series spotlights Christina Anstead's personal and professional journey as she juggles family life, her design business, and expanding her brand. Christina on the Coast has already attracted more than 10 million viewers this year. Cool! Rapper August Alsina, who's been promoting his third album, The Product 3, State of Emergency, made headlines after Jada Pinkett Smith confirmed that she and the singer were romantically involved during her separation from Will Smith. He admitted he will always have feelings for Pinkett Smith, who described her relationship with Alsina as an entanglement. Yep, messy. Justin Bieber has been granted a motion submitted by his lawyers to subpoena Twitter for more information about the identities of the women accusing him of sexual assault. They suspect the same person could be behind the 2 Twitter accounts that made the accusations last month, but it could take months for Twitter to hand over the requested information. We'll wait. Highly hyped movie Tenet has been delayed again. Yep, the film was due to be released July 17th, then July 31st, then August 12th, but now it's up in the air. Since the coronavirus is still raging, Warner Brothers is not willing to release it before it can get a proper theatrical release. Yeah, because it costs $200 million to make. Today Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie underwent cataract surgery on her right eye to address a blurry spot after her 3-year-old son accidentally hit her with a toy train last fall. She said, quote, "I feel like it's Christmas morning because if they remove this cataract, I'll really be able to see, and I've had a hard time seeing," unquote. Oh, so that's what Hoda looks like. Addison Rae, one of the biggest TikTok creators, is co-hosting a podcast with her mother, Sherry Nicole, exclusively on Spotify. In the weekly Mama Knows Best podcast, the duo will provide what's promised to be an intimate and authentic look into their mother-daughter dynamic and how the 19-year-old turns to her mom for advice. Rae has 8 million idiots. I mean followers. Rapper Big Sean is mourning Naya Rivera's death. The 32-year-old rapper, who was previously engaged to the late Glee actress, broke his silence, paying tribute to his ex-fiancée in an emotional post. He wrote, "Rest in peace, Naya. God bless your soul. Thank you for blessing us all with your talent and presence. You are a hero. I know you're watching over your family. R.I.P." Teresa Giudice's 19-year-old daughter Gia has gone under the knife. She revealed she recently had rhinoplasty, aka a nose job. She posted a photo with her mom that shows off her new nose with the caption, "Yes, I got a nose job. Yes, I'm swollen. I'm absolutely in love with it." Who gets a nose job in the middle of a pandemic? Idiot. If you've already breezed through season 2 of Dead to Me, you're in luck. 2 months after fans saw actresses Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini return as their characters Jen and Judy, news broke that season 3 was on its way. Netflix still hasn't announced when, though. Series creator Liz Feldman has revealed that this will be the dark comedy's final season. And then it will be Dead to Me. Sorry. Linkin Park is speaking out against Donald Trump after the president's team tweeted a campaign ad featuring the band's song In the End without his permission. The band stated, quote, "Linkin Park did not and does not endorse Trump, nor authorize his organization to use any of our music," unquote. Doesn't Trump understand copyrights? Obviously not. The Trash Bin. Gigolo star Ash Armand has been arrested in Las Vegas on a murder charge. Armand, whose real name is Akshaya Kubiak, was arrested after police found his girlfriend unresponsive in their home. Detectives learned that the woman and Armand were friends and believed that he was under the influence of narcotics and beat the victim to death. Jail Gigolo. The news wrap-up. TikTok wants to hire 10,000 staff in the U.S., even though it's at risk of being banned. Samsung will unveil 5 new products at its big phone event on August 5th. Zoom has expanded into hardware with a $599 video chat device. Tesla will build its next Gigafactory near Austin, Texas. Yep, can you say barbecue and beer?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Rental is the biggest film this week at the drive-in.
The number one album.
Legends Never Die from Juice WRLD is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
Too Much and Never Enough by Mary Trump is the best-selling nonfiction book. Jared Anthony Higgins, known to the planet as Juice WRLD, was born and raised in Chicago. His song Lucid Dreams has been played on Spotify over 1 billion times. Lucid Dreams was one of 5 singles that were included in his debut studio album, Goodbye and Good Riddance, which went on to become certified platinum in 2018. After collaborating with Future on the mixtape World on Drugs, Higgins released his second studio album, Death Race for Love, which went to number 1. Higgins died on December 8, 2019, after suffering a drug-related seizure at Midway Airport. His first posthumous album, Legends Never Die, was released this month and debuted at number 1. Here's Juice WRLD featuring Marshmello with the song of the week, Come and Go.
We take drugs, then you hold me close, then I tell you how you make me whole. Sometimes I feel you like being alone, then you tell me that I should have stayed in the room. Guess I got it all wrong, all along my fault. My mistakes probably wipe all the rights I've done. Saying goodbye to bygones, those are bygones. Baby, stay strong, we gon' live long. I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go. I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go. I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go. I don't wanna ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go.
That was Juice WRLD featuring Marshmello with the song of the week, Come and Go. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.